Growing up, I don't think I ever truly appreciated all that I had, all I was blessed with. I recognized that I had a loving family, went to a private school, had the opportunity to travel, meeting new people and learning about many different cultures. As I grew older and entered high school, college, and grad school, I began to witness other realities. I began to value my life and truly appreciate and be grateful for what I had because, in some cases, it could all be taken away in an instant. When I was in middle school, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. When I was in college, my grandpa died. And when I was in grad school, my abuela died. These moments and many more shaped my vision of the world, shaped the way I live my life now, appreciating and being grateful for every moment given. In those moments of sadness and doubt, I was not sure what would happen and how to comprehend the situation. As I look back now, I recognize that those moments, although challenging, shaped who I am today. I am more hopeful and grounded in prayer because I witness its powerful works in the healing of my mother, a survivor of breast cancer. I am more aware of the little moments and expressing my love to those I care about. Because I recognize the time limit we have in life. I open myself more to opportunities, experiences, and grounding myself in building community and relationships. There is no doubt that there is much power in the words of our first reading today from Romans. St. Paul talks about believing with the heart and that there is no distinction between people, for the Lord is the Lord of all. I am one who believes with the heart. My heart guides me and leads me in all I do and in building my relationships with the people around me. I often say when I immerse myself into a new community that the relationships I build with people there are not only deep, but will be ones I carry with me wherever I go. The relationships I have built with the community in Peru, the Colville in Omak, the Lakota in South Dakota, the CSJs, those in Chicago, the Jesuits, and the Passionists have empowered who I am and how I see my world. I don't see them as separate, even though they are all uniquely different, but rather as a whole, as I have witnessed the presence of God in each and every one. There is no distinction between the different communities because the love of God and neighbor are instinctively present. I have learned and walked with each community differently, but my faith has grown because of the stories I heard. Many of those communities were sharing the words of Christ through their love, openness, expression of mercy, and inclusion. They were and are the body of Christ, distinctly different, yet loved by God and wonderfully made. Just like Jesus called Andrew, Peter, James, and John in the gospel reading for today, he calls each of us distinctly different, yet loved by God. With our own uniqueness and way of being, Christ offers for us a place at the table and calls us to be open, recognize our differences of race, gender, religion, political views, etc., and be grateful for the blessings of our lives. In our call to follow Christ, we too are challenged to extend our hands and offer a seat at the table for those on the margins of society, those who are seen differently, and those who are not recognized. As you enter this Advent season, reflect on ways you are challenged by this call.